All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Opening day victory here in Detroit. Simple question to you Tigers fans driving home, or if you're listening on the radio. It's been the biggest surprise. Seven games in, what is that thing that really has you saying, you know what, I did not see this coming? And you can appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Because I told you mine. It was Gio Urshela.
Mine's the bullpen and also the fact that they pretty much played very clean baseball for the most part.
And also the fact that, you know what, you've taken advantage of playing bad teams and you've won those games. I don't care if they were one-run games. I don't care if they were extra inning games. I know a lot of people were hitting the panic button like, the offense isn't, you're winning games, man.
Right.
You're winning. And in baseball, there's going to be times where you're going to be having softball city. But right now, you know what winners do? Winners know how to win one-run games. For such a young team like this, it's imperative that you learn, even against the air quote bad teams, how to win. And today showed me how to win. You had the lead, you lost the lead. It was tied up. And then you found a way in the bottom of the eighth to win the game. Wasn't a home run, but it was just timely hits. You got the run across the plate. Bullpen comes in, shuts them down. Now, you said bullpen. David, you said bullpen. I want to know what you're thinking out there. 248-539-9797. Dave, a couple ticket texts, and then we hit the phone line.
Yeah, Ryan in Arizona says, go Tigers. Then he says, to me, the biggest surprise is the bullpen, Miller and Foley in particular. Another person says, the bullpen. They're playing really well, Scott and Carlton. Someone else other than the bullpen is saying, Kevin and Lyndon says, the Tigers are giving average of 2 runs per game. If they can keep it up, we will win a lot of games. Damn, he's saying right. Starting pitching is right. What he's saying.
Kenny, didn't get a chance to ask you before you get that phone line. What's your biggest surprise?
Not to be redundant, but the bullpen.
All right, good talk,
and
Kenny.
And you know what? We should be embracing it right now because even really good teams, bullpens as a group, go through a part of the season where they can't get anybody out. Sure. So this is going to happen. So. You know,
it does come with a concern, though, because if we're just riding this bullpen like this the entire year, somebody's going to burn out. The arms are going to burn out. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Like I said, I like Urshela because I wasn't a big fan of the Frankenstein third base. I'm still not.
No, I know.
And I'm hoping that he just I wanted Chapman here. I'm like, OK, just get a third baseman. But man, he's gotten you hits. The game winning hit today, 6 hits, 13 at bats. It's not going to last forever, but I like the fact that in this short time period where they're having a tough time scoring runs, he's finding ways to get on base. That's what I need.
Let me read you this because Kenny kind of brought this up, and a ticket texter is saying that. My worry, though, is that if Hinge has to manage every game like it's a playoff game, then we're going to burn out by August. So that's the other side of what the bullpen's doing right now.
See, I don't think so because I think this is one of those things where iron sharpens iron. and it makes you better so that the resolve is there when you got that series in September or August that you have to win. The moment won't be too big for them because they've had the moment over and over and over again.
And if the starting pitching stays pretty good, you may be able to get seven instead of six out of some of these guys, which means less use from the bullpen. Like if Skubal didn't give up the two home runs and lose a little bit of control, he would have pitched seven or eight innings today, probably. And don't forget, it's earlier in the season where your starters aren't pitching as much as they will later in the year as well.
I'm with you. 248-539-9797. Tom, you're going to lead off for us today. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Rico, you know what? I like your suggestion or who you suggested. I couldn't pronounce his name, the third baseman.
Urshela.
Great. Urshela. Thank you for saying that. The bullpen has been outstanding. What concerns me is we have not faced a strong pitching staff and we're struggling to score runs. But I would have liked to see them get another bat. But I like the bullpen's been outstanding, just incredible, absolutely incredible. But if we could get leads where we have a 5-run lead and we don't have to put, you know, any our back end of our bullpen in, that would save arms as well. So, but hey, I'll take 6-1. Never would have guessed that. And I do like Kelly at catcher too. He's been a nice surprise as well.
Yeah, he hits the ball hard. He's a good catcher, and you know Rogers get his stuff together soon.
I hope so. You guys have a blessed weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. 248-539-9797. Who's your big surprise? Whether it's a position group, these guys have said the bullpen. Whether it's starting pitching, whether it's a position player, what's been the biggest surprise? Maybe it's A.J. Hinch and his managing style. You're 6-1. I don't know the last time I've been able to say that. Tigers are 6-1 to start the season.
I think since 2019, maybe, something like that.
I wasn't here.
Yeah.
So... okay, first time I got to be here to say that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Carl, you're on 97.1.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rico, Mike, good talking to you.
Hey, man.
Same to you.
Love the show. Listen every day.
Thanks.
A quick question, and then I'll give you my big surprise so far this year. My first short question is, Stoney, aren't you retired?
I'm semi-retired.
Seems like you're working all the time. I hear you more often now than I ever have.
Well, I'm not working every day like I used to. I'm just a couple once a week, twice a week, whatever.
And, Carl, you can't keep a good man down.
That's right. I mean, you can't have me lingering with nothing to do.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. I hear you lingering almost all the time.
I don't believe everything you hear, but I linger a lot.
So who you got, Carl?
I apologize. Harvey Bias, or... he's getting ready to become Javi again, I think. He's playing his butt off. And, you know, trying to work his way up from eighth.
You know what, Carl? It's funny that you said, hold it, Stoney, because that was the other one that I had, but I saw you were going to say that. So I didn't want to spoil it for you, Carl. The bar is so low.
I appreciate you, Rico.
No worries. Appreciate the call. The bar is so low on Bias that he's actually... that we're not talking about him is a good thing. That we're not angry because he's out there striking out ridiculously is a good thing. That he's gotten a couple of hits and he's scored some runs.
And he's played very good defense.
Yes.
But let's not get crazy here. While he does have some hits, his OPS is still around 340.
Hey, you know what?
Stoney, but he's not striking out.
Hey, Stoney, you've had kids. He made you a nice photo. Mm-hmm. Just take it and put it up on the refrigerator, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. It's not going in the Louvre.
No.
But it'll go on the refrigerator.
Going in the loo, as they say in England.
Right. And so let's just... he hasn't embarrassed himself.
Correct.
The bar is low.
I know.
But that's one of the other things, because I honestly thought, why are you even playing this guy?
I was interested today, because I was in the press box, and then I said, Rieger, open the window a little bit because I want to hear the crowd reaction to the introductions of the players. And in particular, I wanted to hear how the fans would react to Javi. And it was mostly cheers, but you could hear a few boos in there.
Stoney, I think everybody is kind of like me, where you got your arms folded and you're just like, okay, what do you got?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I want to like you. I want to support you.
Right.
But you give me no reason.
Right. He doesn't dog it or anything like that.
He doesn't.
I mean, he has.
You just don't produce.
Right.
And yes, unfortunately, you get paid a lot of money, so people expect you to produce, and you haven't. You don't do anything, but the fact that he's gone out there, scored some runs, gotten some hits.
He's gotten some. His hits far and few between have been, exactly.
Timely hits. It's like, that's what you want to see a veteran do. Mm-hmm. In a big moment, step up and be a man and hit the ball.
Yes.
248-539-9797. What's been your biggest surprise? Who's the person? Who's the position group? What is it that the Tigers are sitting here? They just won 5-4 opening day. If you're
by
driving
the way,
back
just
home,
curious.
Yeah.
What do you think of Craig Monroe's jacket? Would you ever wear one of those?
Man, come on. Please.
Bright orange, if you haven't seen it, with the D, and it's like
sequin on it.
I like Simo. He's a great guy, but man, I ain't wearing that.
Was it Rodney Dangerfield? It looks good on you.
Yes, exactly. Hey, it looks good on you.
Right. No. Yeah. If anybody were to buy me that, that's a hard no, man. No, I like some flashy things. Mm-hmm. You can only get away with that if you're Craig Monroe.
I know.
That's him. That's his style. God bless him. That would be a hard no for me. 248-539-9797. Position group, player, what is it surprising you? You're driving back home from this opening day win, or you were listening here on 97.1.
And are you feeling good? Are you feeling good about your the Tigers are 6-1?
Because you know why? We got April and the D going on. Because we're not done. Stoney's not done.
That's
he's
right.
Leaving here, and he's going to watch the Wings.
That's right. Big game tonight. Big game tonight.
We'll get your phone calls, your ticket text next, 97.1.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.